sell your home.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's a big week for two divisions of Bryan's CHI St. Joseph Health. This morning is the groundbreaking of a health and wellness center for those 55 and older, the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a joint project with the Texas A&M Health Science Center, will be built south of the Traditions Golf Course. Tomorrow morning marks the opening of the first Ronald McDonald House Family Room in the Brazos Valley. It's located on the third floor of St. Joseph Health Center. The ribbon cutting is tomorrow morning at 11:30, followed by an open house that continues until 5. More than 20 local donors contributed to creating the space for families whose children are undergoing emergency care. And the Bryan City Council was given an update on the hospital's new emergency room. City Engineer Paul Casper says the entrances for the public and ambulances will no longer be off 29th Street.
The location of where you as an individual would go to the ER is actually on the opposite side of the building. You would enter off of Villa Maria and Osler was the last plan that I saw.
The city and CHI are making improvements on Memorial off 29th, where ambulances will access the new Level 2 Trauma Center, which is tentatively scheduled to open in the first half of May. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved zoning changes to allow construction of a new medical facility on Rock Prairie Road, east of Baylor Scott and White Hospital. While there was no discussion at the council meeting, it was talked about a month ago during a Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing. Developer Larry Parker of Tyler says the plans call for at least 116 skilled nursing beds.
With extensive rehabilitation services in the form of physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, perhaps IV therapy, this is in no way a drug rehabilitation center.
No construction timeline was given either to P&Z or the City Council for the facility at Rock Prairie and Medical Avenue. Texas A&M's president and police chief have issued statements regarding last month's report of racial slurs directed at Dallas area high school students and counselors on a campus tour. President Michael Young says one A&M student is no longer associated with the university. Police Chief Mike Reagan says the Brazos County Attorney's Office determined there was not enough evidence to file criminal charges. Both issued statements inviting anyone with information not previously reported to contact UPD. Young says there is no video showing the February 9th incident where UPD took statements from one student and one counselor from Uplift Hampton Preparatory School. Reagan noted there were opportunities for improvement how UPD initially responded. Reagan said additional training has been among the steps he says will help ensure such information is handled more appropriately in the future. Young said A&M's Stop Hate desktop website will have a mobile platform in April to allow more timely reporting of racial incidents. The president also announced new students will be required to attend cultural competency training starting this summer. A&M did not disclose whether any other university students received disciplinary action, citing federal student privacy laws. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the statements issued by the president and police chief. WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, or videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
If you missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Atkinson Toyota's Rip Out Joe sale is packed this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 16191A, 2014 Chevy Spark. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
And save you will. The Repo Joe sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cloudiness this morning will give way to sunshine. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. We have clear weather tonight. Lows will fall back to about 45 to 50. High pressure tomorrow, resulting in lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 50 to 55. Partial sun Saturday. Temperature Saturday, very close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M softball on a 17-1 tear and number 9 in the country. They get ready to hit the road. We'll preview the San Diego Classic. We'll also get Aggie football up and running with spring drills and baseball. Speaking of spring, is in spring training and they started playing yesterday. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here at about 7:50.
That's fine, but you haven't said a word about WrestleMania 32 that's going on tonight at Jerry World.
Oh, is Trump going back to that?
Nah, I think he's busy. He's in Detroit tonight.
He's done with wrestling?
Well, he can't be there tonight. He's got a prior commitment. I'm thinking that's probably a pretty good place for him to be, though. I mean, from a demographic standpoint.
Yeah, but he already came in second in Texas.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be here anymore. It's the Infomaniacs on WTAW. We speak to Bill Flores in just a little while. We couldn't talk to him yesterday because he was headed back up to D.C., so we'll talk to him in a little while. In the meantime, since we didn't do it in sports, we will be talking about WrestleMania later because you know how I feel about that. So if you crave chocolate or Cheetos after a hectic day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is an either-or proposition.
Yeah.
It may be because you're sleep-deprived, the new study is suggesting. Researchers have found that lack of sleep may lead to an increased appetite and an affinity for your unhealthy foods. According to the Centers for Disease Control, we call them buzzkill, because after all, that and public health people, you know, you want to have fun, you want to eat a little pizza, no, you can't do that. Could I have a Twinkie? No, you can't do that. How about a Ding Dong? No, can't do that. 1 in 3 U.S. American adults don't get enough sleep. And roughly the same percentage are obese. Now, I would like to talk to someone who teaches logic to see if, in fact, we could put those two together. Again, according to them.
I don't think that's how they're tying them together.
They are in that report. In that report.
Did you read the study? Did the study say we looked at the number of obese people and the number of people?
Aaron Hanlon says evidence from laboratory and epidemiology studies has started to consistently associate insufficient sleep with an increased risk of obesity.
Okay.
Lack of sleep can be a risk factor because it boosts hunger.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? You can't eat when you're asleep? Is that basically what we're saying? And again,
that's rather causal.
We eat when we're not hungry.
Well, Taco Bell has their thing, fourth meal.
That's right.
Because 3's not enough.
No, you're supposed to eat 5 times a day.
And they've got that
5 small meals.
They've got that Quinicella thing or whatever it's called.
Quinicella?
What's it called?
What the hell is Quinicella?
I don't know.
We're not making fur coats here.
It's a what is it called? A
Quesalupa.
All right, that's close enough.
Quinicella?
Anyway, evidence says that. So due to the delicate balance between the nutrients consumed and the energy costs of staying awake, which remain generally the same whether you've had enough sleep or not, the study that's published in the journal Sleep compared 14 otherwise healthy young adults who had four nights of normal sleep, and they defined that as 8.5 hours. And then they had four nights of restricted sleep. That's 4.5 hours. Both groups were provided with carefully prepared meals, and on the final day, participants were given a healthy meal, followed by free-range snacking. Had a bar right there of all sorts of things, cookies and candy and chips and all that other type of stuff. Those in the sleep-deprived group tended to graze. I'm just saying.
Have you considered that sleeping in is considered lazy, but going to bed early is not?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Great.
Hey, who has time to sleep when you have to go home and eat your...
Exactly. I'm sorry I cut you off. I didn't mean to do that when you have time to eat. Hello.
Yes, because when you're fat and out of shape, more time in bed is what you definitely need.
And I don't think there's any doubt about that. Either that or if you can waddle over to the TV.
Well, my thought is they say that obesity is caused by a condition in your body of overproduction of cortisol.
Okay.
Which is also derived from stress.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not sleeping, you have stress.
Yeah, sleep is the way you remove cortisol.
I don't know what to do. Now I'm gonna sit down, crisscross applesauce in the middle of the living room floor, and go, I don't know.
Step away from the Cheetos.
Yeah, shall I sleep? Should I eat?
I really only use cortisol when I'm outside and mosquitoes get me.
Yeah. That's spray on cortisol.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, but in the meantime, if you do game, and there are a lot of them out there. Did you hear the Wall Street Journal report that Yahoo now has a game channel? They're going to put together a game channel. The Yahoo Gaming Channel. Even though they're laying people off, they will have apparently they've launched an online video gaming channel, Yahoo Esports. They did that yesterday. The company describes the new site as a premier destination for delivering professional esports coverage across major games and events, coupled with comprehensive product experience. They will do interviews with people who play esports.
That's what I was getting at.
Is this like camera over the shoulder of a guy playing Angry Birds on a tablet?
This is ESPN for geeks.
Why would you want to have an interview with somebody who plays esports?
Because people care about that now, Scott.
All right. I'm sorry, I'm missing out on that, I guess.
They fill, I can't remember what arena, 30,000 people in an arena to watch people playing video games.
How many of those people live in their parents' basements? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, I think it was South Korea.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know if they do basements over there.
If you love slides and don't fear heights, here you go. Giant slide made of clear glass has been built 1,000 feet above the city on top of L.A.'s tallest building.
Oh, no, sir.
It is the Sky Slide.
Yeah. I got to see this.
It will drop 45 feet from the 70th floor to the 69th floor of the U.S. Bank Tower. Visitors who choose to experience the attraction will slide on a crystal clear quarter-inch glass while enjoying one of the best views of the city.
Whoa.
Spokesman promises there will be nothing like this in U.S. America.
Oh, no.
Slide opens in June. If you've been to the CN Tower in Toronto, they have a glass floor. I did that. I felt really uncomfortable. I mean, and you're standing still, okay? Do you really want to look down and be able to see the ground? Do you want to do that? Go ahead.
It's a tilted walkway is what it amounts to.
It's a really steep ramp.
Yeah.
I'm getting the chills just talking about it. You guys have been looking at the video. I'm just saying.
I'd do it once.
Wear leather pants and get stuck halfway.
Well, that's one good thing is that there's nothing mechanical involved in it, so you can't get stuck, right?
You don't have
to get rescued.
I guess they have to dump a little bucket of water if to get things moving.
Something like that. The state of Connecticut. It's 720. The state of Connecticut wants to make weaponizing your drones a felony. Ah. Popular Science says it's all because a teenager armed his drone with a flamethrower. Last summer, a Connecticut teenager named Austin Hogwatt made headlines when he posted a video of him roasting a turkey using a flamethrower that he had attached to his hobby kit drone. Who was holding the camera? Because he flew the flame-throwing drone on private property, the whole incident was perfectly legal, but lawmakers now have two bills under consideration to make it illegal to arm or operate a remotely controlled deadly weapon, including tear gas or similar agents that could be used.
You know, it at that age, I'm assuming 16, right?
I don't know. Maybe so. Sure.
We'd have done that. What can we attach to this thing to make it make stuff blow up?
It's a little propane torch. And
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay, that's hardly a flamethrower.
Well, I mean, it's throwing it out there. Okay, he's modified it some way.
Okay.
But the amount of fire actually hitting the turkey, the most dangerous thing about that is salmonella.
Yeah, it's probably... Well, you're a buzzkill, aren't you?
Hey, Bryce Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. Spring is just around the corner. With the weather warming up and the days getting longer, can't you think of anything better to do than laundry? Let's go back over the facts one more time. You've got one small residential washer and dryer. Each load takes about an hour to wash, dry, and fold. Now, I know some of you just stuff it all in a bag, but that's why people take pictures of you when you go to Walmart. A couple of loads and there's 2 hours gone, but we both know you've got way more than that because you hate to do laundry. But wait, there's our handy drop-off laundry service. Step one, you haul those dirty clothes in our door. Give us your name and phone number, and then go enjoy springtime in the Brazos Valley. Step two, you walk back in and smugly pick up all your clean clothes that are now neatly folded and bagged up. Pay your bill, not near as bad as you thought it would be, and resume enjoying springtime in the Brazos Valley. Let's recap. Whether it's piles of dirty clothes or simply stuff like comforters too big for your machine, or maybe even bedrolls that have way too many campfire memories, let Harvey Warspangers solve your laundry problems. Now go enjoy springtime in the Brazos Valley.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents Brazos Valley Fashion Week, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. This fashion industry event will benefit the Fun for All playground for kids with special needs. Fashion retailers in the Brazos Valley display their latest collections in a series of runway shows with the help of designers from Lifetime's Project Runway. Most importantly, you can find out what's in and what's out for the season. For benefit tickets and more information, look for BVFW, that's Brazos Valley Fashion Week, on Facebook.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
The National Parks Photography Project exhibit, currently at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, celebrates the important role that the photographic image has played in the history and creation of our national parks. The core of this exhibit is the timeless black and white photography of American photographer Mark Burns. A portion of this exhibit will also pay tribute to early painters and photographers. The National Parks exhibit will be on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum until March 21st. For additional information, log on to bush41.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 723. It's the Infomaniacs. Okay, so, I mean, I guess you could put this, so we have, how many people are still in the Republican race now? We've got
four.
Yeah, four, okay. And, you know, eventually it'll get down to three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oftentimes, very smart people make very bad decisions. And the reason it appears... have something to do with the number of available choices. Because when you got two things, the choice is easy. It's one or the other. But when a third option, C, is introduced to the equation, well, that's less appealing than either A or B. You put that third one in there. People may change their initial choice, even if it seems irrational.
Which is why we're taking the SAT from five questions to four.
Exactly.
Or five answers.
Yes. The reasons for this have puzzled psychologists for a long time, but now a team of international researchers believes it's found an answer. It's down to the noise in your brain. Just as it can be hard to concentrate while somebody's playing loud music, making a choice becomes harder when there are more alternatives available, even if those alternatives are quickly dismissed. This is critical thinking. Isn't that what we're talking about right here? I mean, actually weighing the options that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if A is preferred to B and B is preferred to C, it seems obvious that A should be preferred to C, shouldn't it? Yeah. But that's not always how we process. We tend to look at choices more like a game of rock, paper, scissors, where the choices differ in a circle and not in a straight line. So decisions become influenced by a whole bunch of things that may be irrelevant.
I don't know. Third base.
Mm. Yeah. And making poor choices. I don't know. I like his hair. I don't care what people say. So, how about a new land speed record for an electric skateboard?
All right.
Enter Misho Urbane. He has set a new Guinness record for the fastest electric skateboard. Born in Canada, grew up in the Czech Republic, at one point held the world record for the fastest skateboard speed downhill, 80 miles an hour. It was on an 18% grade, 18 degree grade, I guess. That was back in 2012. Now, this past October, Misho modified his next board, powered by four motors and two batteries, to zoom down the runway of an airport in Slovenia, reaching 60 miles an hour. However, it says he fell off the board at that point.
Ooh.
That could leave a mark. The old record was 52 miles an hour.
Whew.
All right, he reached 60 on a skateboard. How's his mama feel when she sees that? I'm just thinking, you know.
That goes under the definition of because he could.
Yeah, suppose so. 726, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see him yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High today is going to be 81 degrees. We're going to have a wind shift late this afternoon. It's going to be kind of weird. The wind will be up about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Shift around to the north up to 25 by this evening. 48 will be our low temperature tonight, and it will be windy. Then tomorrow, pretty nice, 75 or so, and we'll do 77 on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday night. Right now, we have winds out of the southwest at 15, 87% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 67.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Stephen Dennis, Roll Call Magazine, recently took Senator Rand Paul and... Chicago has seen yet another rise in the number of homicides and shootings. Now, compared to this time last year, the number of murders and shootings has doubled. Meanwhile, the police have taken fewer illegal guns from criminals. Fewer. And this has led to speculation that the cops have been purposely less aggressive about seizing weapons ever since a racially charged shooting video was released last year. In the aftermath of that video release, the officer involved was charged with murder. Mayor Rahm Emanuel threw the superintendent of police under the bus, and Obama's Department of Justice launched a civil rights investigation. There were also calls for Emanuel to quit, which he ignored. The new interim police superintendent, John Escalante, recently made a video for the entire department. He encouraged them to do their jobs and assured them that the Justice Department investigation is not targeting individuals on the force. Escalante told officers, "We are aware that there is a concern among the rank and file about not wanting to be the next YouTube video that goes viral." Well, I guarantee that's not their only concern. Just look at how the drive-by media covers police shootings. It's pretty clear they have an agenda, especially if there's a racial component to an incident. And the regime, including a DOJ, they've made it pretty clear whose lives they think matter most. There's little doubt, folks, it's not the cops.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, did you know that each time you use public Wi-Fi, shop online, or give out your social security number, you leave a trail of digital breadcrumbs? Yeah, and thieves can use this digital information to steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that somebody has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike the free credit monitoring services that only alert you, LifeLock has a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. LifeLock's at 800-440-4833, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Last April, the Texas A&M Health Science Center and CHI St. Joseph Health announced plans for a two-story health and wellness center for those 55 and older. Groundbreaking takes place this morning south of the Traditions Golf Course on the 23,000-square-foot Mature Well Lifestyle Center. That's one of three CHI projects in various stages of development. The first Ronald McDonald House family room in the Brazos Valley is ready. There's a ribbon cutting tomorrow morning at 11:30 on the third floor of St. Joseph Health Center. An open house continues until 5. The 600-square-foot facility, funded by more than 20 local donors, allows families a free place to stay while their children are undergoing emergency care. The family room includes a kitchen, den, and children's play area. And St. Joseph's new emergency room is nearing completion. CHI says the tentative opening date is in the first half of May. During a recent Bryan City Council meeting, CHI Governmental Affairs Officer Tim Ottinger was asked what will become of the vacated space.
Hospital space is like everything else. Once we found out we were going to move there, we have a convergence of departments and physicians all that wanted that space. So there's still a degree of study going on. It will be absolutely be used, but there are about four or five potential projects that could wind up there. And so I'm not in the loop enough to know that we've selected one that might wind up, but we will use that space for, I'm fairly certain, for patient care services.
City engineer Paul Casper says the public will access the new ER off Villa Maria and Osler, while ambulances will use Memorial off 29th. College Station's Medical District is gaining a new facility. That's after the City Council approved zoning changes for a senior skilled nursing facility east of Baylor Scott and White Hospital at Rock Prairie Road and Medical Avenue. There were no comments during the council meeting, but it was discussed during the Planning and Zoning Commission's public hearing a month ago.
This is in no way a drug rehabilitation center, not remotely close. This is a medical facility that will provide both long-term care and short-term care for the elderly residents of College Station.
Developer Larry Parker of Tyler says there will be at least 116 beds on the one building campus that will offer physical, speech, and occupational therapy services. No timeline was given as to when construction will begin. Texas A&M officials have closed their investigation of racial slurs being made last month to a group of Dallas High School students and counselors taking an on-campus tour.
University Police Chief Mike Reagan says the Brazos County Attorney's Office determined there was not enough evidence to file criminal charges. President Michael Young says one university student who was interviewed is no longer associated with the school. The university would not state if any other students were disciplined, citing federal privacy laws. Young and Reagan both said anyone with information not previously reported is asked to contact UPD. The president said no one submitted video of what happened near Walton Hall on February 9th. The chief said officers interviewed one student and one counselor. Reagan said an internal review indicated what he called as opportunities for improving their initial response. And additional training has been among the steps to ensure how information is handled more appropriately in the future. The president says starting next month, there will be a mobile version of A&M's Stop Hate website to allow more timely reporting of racial incidents. And starting this summer, all new A&M students will be required to attend cultural competency training. Young also announced the Faculty Senate held open forums to hear ideas on responding to in-class incidents and how to make the required international and cultural diversity classes more applicable and purposeful. Statements from the president and police chief are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police arrested three women while breaking up a disturbance yesterday during the midnight hour. Four officers responded to a fourplex on Frontier Drive off Finfeather north of Palisota, where they had been twice on noise complaints. The third call was about six to seven highly intoxicated neighbors who were trying to fight the person who made the first two reports. 36-year-old Kimberly Crawford was arrested for interfering with an officer who was trying to make an arrest, and 37-year-old Nicole Crawford and 39-year-old Erica Crawford were arrested for obstruction. An inmate at the Brazos County Jail was arrested for hitting a detention officer at least 13 times with a closed fist to his head. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Christian Nelson committed the assault Tuesday morning as he was being escorted to the medical holding cell. Two more arrests have been made from a drug-related robbery and beating near the victim's College Station home last December. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, the victim set up the sale of 100 bars of Xanax through Facebook. That led to identifying 19-year-old Ronald Sweet Jr. of College Station. That led to the identities of three others. 18-year-old Cedric Williams of College Station was arrested Tuesday, and 19-year-old Christian Shepherd of College Station the day before. The victim told police he was struck five times in the face, requiring stitches to close two cuts to the bridge of his nose. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 68 degrees. You can text your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We'll have more local news for you after Fox News at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. We'll speak with Representative Bill Flores next. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Mills with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Whether you are buying or selling, having a professional agent is crucial for representing and negotiating in your best interests. I provide all sellers and buyers with a thorough analysis of the market, which allows my clients to make informed and educated decisions. Call me at 979-595-6187. I'm Jeff Mills at 979-595-6187. I work where you live.
March is here, and that means spring break. And your neighborhood Rattlers stores have everything you need to make March and spring break great. You know Rattlers always has great in-store specials from snacks to lunch. And in March, you can wash them down with any 16-ounce Monster Energy drink, two for only $3.33, or any size and flavor icy, only 99 cents. Tough day at work? Stop in your closest Rattlers and pick up a 24-pack from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, or Coors, only $20.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudiness this morning will give way to sunshine. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. We have clear weather tonight. Lows will fall back to about 45 to 50. High pressure tomorrow, resulting in lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 50 to 55. Partial sun Saturday. Temperature Saturday, very close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's going really good so far. You know, I really like the team chemistry. That's always big to me.
That's Coach Larry Jackson. He's the strength and conditioning coach for Texas A&M football. Guys are back at work. They're in spring drills. We'll have more from A&M football. We'll get a preview of A&M softball, who's heading to California. They're ranked ninth in the country and have run off 17-1 record so far. That plus a catch-up on Major League Baseball, which is kind of getting underway in spring training. All that and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. It's 7:39. Let's go to D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Good to be on News Talk 1620 again. Sorry we had to do it a day late, but I was on an airplane yesterday morning.
I understand. Well, congratulations on getting the nomination once again for November. You'll have a Democratic opponent. But let's talk about that meeting that you had yesterday. I guess we ought to set the stage a little bit, because it was a week ago yesterday that the Republican Study Committee has sent a pretty strong message that they don't like the agreement that the president and former Speaker Boehner put together, and talk a little bit about sending that message to Speaker Ryan.
Well, what we've done, if you look back at our group, the Republican Study Committee, there are 176 of us, and 156 of us voted against the budget deal that passed last October. And so what we have proposed to Speaker Ryan and to Tom Price, who's the chair of the Budget Committee, as well as the rest of our leadership, is let's look at a new way of moving forward, since so many conservatives voted against the last one. And so we put together some budget guidelines yesterday for our leadership to consider and that is that the budget should balance in 10 years. It should reduce mandatory spending. It should continue to reduce discretionary spending, which we've been really good at the last 5 years. It's got to maintain a strong national security. It's got to fix our tax code. It's got to have pro-growth policies. And it also has to make sure that reconciliation, which is a special tool we use to get things through the Senate, can't be abused in a lame duck session at the end of this year. So we laid those out, and we invited Tom Price to come visit with us yesterday at our weekly RSC luncheon, and he said that the budget proposal that he's going to lay out this morning fits those guidelines. So I'm hopeful that that's what the case is, because my goal as the chair of the largest caucus in Congress is to help put forth a very conservative House budget. And if they fit these guidelines, I think they're going to find us to be very supportive. If they don't, then we're going to have to continue discussing a path forward. Our strategy has always been a yes-yes strategy. Get people to vote yes on the Republican Study Committee budget, which is way more conservative than the House budgets have been. We'll roll that out same time the House budget does. And then to vote yes again on the House budget, but the House budget has to be conservative enough to get those votes.
So can you, as chairman of the RSC, ask Ryan to break the deal that Boehner made with the president? Did you ask him that, and is it within the decorum of the body to be able to do that?
Well, let's put it this way. I have asked him to do that, so I don't know if it's in the decorum or not, but I have asked him to do that. Now, there are multiple ways to skin that cat. I mean, if you look at what the deficit levels were before that deal, to the extent that we can get deficit levels at or below that, you may be able to keep parts of the budget deal, but maintain the bottom line, if you will, which is what you need, which is you've got to have continuing efforts to tackle the deficit. So I think there's a path forward. We just have to see what they roll out today. We're trying to be constructive. We're not trying to be obstructionist. And when Paul and I had a very fruitful meeting yesterday, I also met with Kevin McCarthy in the early afternoon. We had a very fruitful meeting with him as a majority leader. And I think they understand our position, and I pledge to them I'll continue to work with them. But again, they realize I've got to work with the largest caucus in the entire Congress to get this done.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. So this is our first opportunity to really kind of dig down a little bit and look into the Super Tuesday vote. First, it was great to have Texas in a position where they could really make a difference in what the presidential race was. But overall, what's your view of the votes with Cruz winning in Texas and Trump coming in second?
Well, according to the polling we saw, we were pretty sure that Cruz was going to win, at least in our district. And if you assume our district as a proxy for the rest of the state, it appeared that he was going to do well. And he certainly followed through with that. Our polling showed that Trump was going to be a strong second. So there, I didn't really get any surprise out of it. I'll just tell you, I think moving forward, that we need to get moved from the stage where our candidates are today, and that's throwing bricks at each other and just being negative, to start talking about what is the general election message, what's the November election message, because if you look at what Hillary started doing, she's already transitioned over to what her vision for America is. Now, most of us think that vision sucks, but we don't have the alternative vision yet, so I'm hopeful that our candidates, whether they're the nominee or not, will start moving toward that aspirational vision that needs to be talked about. That's what we're doing in the House. We're putting that together. But I think we need to get on that pretty quick and stop the brick throwing among our side. And I'm not being critical of any of them. I'm just saying, because they all know who they are. But we've got to start talking about what we're for, not who we're against it.
Well,
pretty soon.
I think it's safe to say so many people in Washington dislike Ted Cruz that he's an outsider. So if you take Cruz's numbers and Trump's numbers, you put them together, 70% of the people in Texas don't like what y'all are doing, and they're ready for you to change. And so I don't expect you to answer for the entire party, but are there people up there who are starting to understand? Because over and over, people say to me, why don't these people in Washington get it?
Well, I think the people in Washington get it. I mean, if you look at what's happened in the House the last three election cycles, we've totally turned over the House. So, I mean, we get it. It's hard for us to get our message out because, let's say you and I are having this conversation here. At the same time, you've got the presidential stage, and they're talking about, for instance, we just talked about the budget. I'm trying to drive the budget in a different direction. I don't get much traction nationally on that because you've got all the brick throwing going on at the presidential level. And so these guys need to start, all of us need to start talking about what we're for and what our aspirations are for the country and how we rebuild the country's national security and economic opportunity and so forth. That's where I think we need to go pretty quickly. But we do get it. I mean, the results of the last few elections reflect that we get it. I came in as an outsider 6 years or 5 years ago, actually. So I still consider myself to be an outsider.
Well, speak a little bit about the pressure that the Senate then is in, because the Republican Party really is. You are in a very crucial situation as a party, because if it doesn't work, it's not going to work for a long, long time. And it looks like, I heard Bob Schieffer, I think, say, we're watching a great party shatter tonight as these outsiders continue to lead in the presidential primaries on Super Tuesday. So what kind of pressure does that put on the Republican Party to be able to be efficient at any way in Washington?
Well, I think it puts a great deal of pressure on the Senate. I mean, look, the House has been very productive the last 5 years. We've gotten blocked by the Senate. And the few times we get something through the Senate, they get blocked by the president. And that allows the American people to see the true difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. I hope the Senate will start to be more productive, but they haven't been. They promised us this year they're going to at least get appropriations bills done, and we can affect good policy change that helps the country through appropriations bills. But to me, that's small ball. While over here in the House, we're talking about big ideas. You know, what does tax reform look like? What does the replacement for Obamacare look like? What does a new regulatory profile look like, where you put power, you shift the power back to our state and local communities and give families a chance to dig out of the mess that the Obama administration has put them in? That, I think, is what I'd like to see the Senate take up, but they're playing small ball with the probes.
Finally, Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Finally, today, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney is going to be speaking at the University of Utah. What do you think he's going to say, and how will that message, if you have any idea what it is, how do you feel that the electorate will take it?
Well, I don't know what he's going to say firsthand. I've heard thirdhand that he's going to get up and bash the Trump presidential machine that's moving forward. Let me say this. I don't know that it's a good idea for a Romney-type person to do that. If we want to have somebody get up and talk about who the president should be, I think it needs to be more of an outsider. Take a NASCAR driver that's very popular. I think that would have more impact and would resonate better with hardworking American families than having somebody like Romney. And I'm not trying to be critical of Romney, but I do think that most – most folks in the voter community look at him as being an establishment person, whatever that means. But they view him as being an establishment person. I'd rather have somebody that the American people look up to and respect because of some other attribute, and have them talk about what the Republicans ought to do for the presidential race.
It is amazing how entertainment and politics has come together, apparently, for better or worse. Congressman Bill Flores joins us usually on Wednesdays, but whenever we do, you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We appreciate you making the time today.
You bet. You know, you're talking about entertainment and politics. Last night, I was speaking at CPAC, and Stacey Dash spoke with me on the same forum. And you're right. So here we've got Hollywood and some guy from Central Texas speaking together. It was crazy.
It is. Thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinn College Alumni and Friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the 2016 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 1st at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters LaRoche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Brenham. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online to foundation.blinn.edu or call Dr. Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Children need a mom and dad to guide them through a myriad of issues in life. And that's certainly true when it comes to developing a healthy understanding of sex and marriage. And let's face it, they're not going to gain a healthy perspective from popular music or television today. And so parents, you can help them in two significant ways. First, by talking. And second, by demonstrating for your kids what it means to honor marriage. To begin the dialogue, I want to suggest you gently introduce the topic of sex to your children when they're young by using age-appropriate language. Then as they grow into adolescence, you can have increasingly frank discussions with them and answer their questions as openly as possible, while teaching them that sex is much more than just a physical act. Tell them it's a special experience, a gift designed by God in the context of marriage. And that brings me to the second point about honoring marriage by modeling what a loving relationship looks like. We need to prepare our kids for a great marriage, just as we want to prepare them for college or a career, training them and helping them know what to expect. A healthy dating relationship means much more than abstaining from sex until your wedding day. We must be intentional and proactive in teaching and modeling a good marriage. Children can learn what healthy sexuality looks like in the context of a thriving marriage. And it all starts with parents who understand it themselves and know how to demonstrate it with love, loyalty, and trust. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-249-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-249-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows streamed to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-249-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-249-6988.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:52. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M softball team hits the road to California to compete in the San Diego Classic tomorrow through Sunday at the University of San Diego and San Diego State. The Aggies are 17-1. They'll get underway Friday at 6:30 against Boston University before waiting a little bit later on in the day to take on San Diego State. That game goes down at 9. Head coach Joe Evans was asked what such a fast start meant for the team.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. You know, I don't know if coming into the season I thought we'd be 17-1 right now just based on the ranked teams that we've played in our youth. So to be where we are right now tells me that our team's got some moxie. You know, we know what we're doing out there and we expect to win. You don't get on a streak like this unless you're a team that really expects to beat ranked teams that are higher than you. And so it's nice to see a team that's got a little swagger out there.
Friday's game can be heard on the Fusion HD 95.1-2. Aggie football is in spring drills, and it was strength and conditioning coach Larry Jackson's turn to meet with the media yesterday. He said the offseason training went well for the Aggies.
It's going really good so far. You know, I really like the team chemistry. That's always big to me. We got a lot of energy early in the morning. I mean, you can see the way we kind of started practice off, kind of change it up just a little bit, give the guys more energy. So, you know, we're looking for more energy, more chemistry, more leadership, always looking for leadership. So, you know,
Trevor's been real good with that, too.
Guys, we'll practice again today. Workouts are closed to the public, but you'll have a chance to see the guys during the Maroon and White scrimmage that happens April the 9th at Kyle Field. It's been left out of the schedule for the last 2 years because of redevelopment. Texas A&M's Ritujah Bosail has been named the SEC Women's Tennis Player of the Week, just ahead of the 14th-ranked Aggies starting SEC play this week as they'll head to number 29 Auburn today. They'll play number 38 Alabama on Saturday. First serve today against the Tigers is at 2. The field is all set for the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. They've announced that yesterday, and the Aggies will be represented in 11 events, 7 for the guys, 4 for the ladies. The national championship meet will be held March the 11th through the 12th in Birmingham, Alabama. In SEC hoops from last night, Ole Miss knocked off state rival Mississippi State 86-78, and Arkansas edged Bama 62-61. On out of the NBA.
Here's a steal by Leonard. Kawhi ahead of the pack all the way in. Two-hand slam. Leonard with a steal on the basket, and the Spurs lead by 15.
Kawhi Leonard had 27, and the San Antonio Spurs knocked off the Pistons 97-81 and clinched their 19th straight playoff berth. In H-Town, James Harden had 39 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists to help the Rockets overcome a terrible shooting night with a 100-95 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. The Rockets were 3 of 34 from three-point land and committed 21 turnovers. Here's the beard on the team's shooting woes.
It wasn't really frustrating tonight because I think, you know, ultimately we play extremely hard. 3 for 34, I mean, that's rarely going to happen. We knocked down 10 of those threes, and that's a different ballgame. So we should continue to fight through it and grind the game out.
Things are heating up in Major League Baseball. Promising prospect Kyle Zimmer tossed 2 scoreless innings for the World Series champ Kansas City Royals. Wasn't enough, though. Here's Roger Emmerich on Lone Star MLB from yesterday.
Rangers beat the defending World Series champ Royals in their Cactus League opener.
Full count. Here's the payoff pitch. Struck him out looking on the inside corner, and the ball game's over. The Rangers win it by the score of 6-2.
Skipper Jeff Banister liked Colby Lewis's start.
Yeah, I mean, much better first outing than he had last year. But, you know, it's felt like the ball came out of his hand clean. Battled with the range of the breaking ball a little bit, but I mean it was nice to see him get through the innings and get his work in and get off the diamond.
Rangers and Royals go again today in Surprise, Arizona. Astros begin Grapefruit League play today against a Phillies split squad in Clearwater. Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And finally, we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where Tiger Woods says he's improving and still working on getting back on tour. In a statement, the 14-time Grand Slam winner said he continues to feel better after back surgery, but adds he's not sure when he'll be able to return to competitive golf. Woods has not played in a tournament since August and has not won since August of 2013. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
March is here, and that means spring break. And your neighborhood Rattlers stores have everything you need to make March and spring break great. You know Rattlers always has great in-store specials from snacks to lunch. And in March, you can wash them down with any 16-ounce Monster Energy drink, 2 for only $3.33. Or any size and flavor icy, only 99 cents. Tough day at work? Stop in your closest Rattlers and pick up a 24-pack from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $20.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Join us Saturday, March 19th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for a kite flying contest. Register online today for prizes that will be awarded March 19th. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Still didn't mention wrestling. So here we go. It's WrestleMania 32.
I'm sorry I didn't put WrestleMania in sports.
It's all right. It's happening tonight at the AT&T. Well, you know, you never understand in the old days when they'd take a chair and they'd hit somebody, you know, with a chair. I never saw an assault charge
steel,
the next day.
Steel chair.
Yeah. Anyway, so the match is it's at Jerry World tonight and on various pay-per-view channels. Triple H versus Roman Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
I have been waiting for that.
Have not.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson could be a host and could do a segment and might even be part of the main event. Mick Foley will be there. Ric Flair will be there.